It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. A couple things we want to cover in this segment. We want to get to subject matter now, new studies showing how Americans feel about work, full-time versus part-time. We want to get to that in a second. Before we do that, though, there's another article in the Wall Street Journal that caught my eye this morning, and I have to ask you guys, Mark and Kristen, the article was titled that people are now, when it comes to customer reviews, that they hand out 5 stars like it's candy. That was the way the article put it. And so customer reviews, which have become so important in the path to a purchase online, are now starting to become a little watered down and diluted with this gratuitous issuing of these stars, so that maybe this system is no longer as powerful and impactful toward a purchase as it used to be. How do you feel about that? First of all, of course, you both shop online.
Yeah.
Do you issue, first let me ask you this, do you take the time to issue, no, generally speaking, a review of the product? And what prompts you to do it? Is it because you either A, really dislike it, or B, really love it? But in general, do you always do it? Do you always issue a review with the stars, the customer review?
I try to never issue stars, and I'll tell you why. Because usually when I'm shopping online, or I've just received some kind of service like a like an Instacart delivery or a DoorDash delivery, you know, you get the pop-up, and really all I want to do is get to the next screen. But the pop-up makes you put in some kind of star
right.
review.
Right.
And so at times I'll try and find where I can just skip, or not now, or do later, or whatever, if I can find that. Or I'll just pop in however many stars my finger just slips across, just so I can advance to the next screen. But I think it's more of a nuisance that little pop-up screen comes up.
Okay, now let's...
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you about that.
Okay.
See, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your honesty, by the way. That was very, very honest of you to reveal that you view these star things as a nuisance. Now, let me ask you another question, Kristen. Do you use the consumer reviews and star ratings as a measure of whether or not you're going to make a purchase?
Not really.
Really?
Really? Because I know that how flippant I am with the star review, that I'm not really taking in the reviews so seriously.
All right, so at least you're not being greedy, selfish and greedy.
No. But
by not issuing them, but using the review. You just don't put a lot of importance on the review, period.
Right. Now, if somebody actually writes in a review, they've taken the time to put together some kind of sentence about their product or their service.
Yeah.
Okay, then I actually will read a
clearly
couple.
Clearly, you're not doing that.
Not me.
You won't even take the time to do the stars.
No, right. I don't. Do you?
Okay. Listen, I ask the questions around here. All right, truth be told, I sometimes do. But the reason I pose the question, like, either you love the product extremely, or you really have a problem with the product. It was misrepresented. The quality wasn't good, whatever. I'll then do that occasionally. Generally speaking, as a matter of practice, I don't do it. And you mentioned DoorDash. We use DoorDash, love DoorDash. I know our very good friend Ann Thomas loves DoorDash. Big, huge fan. We'll ask Ann in a second, but I'm guilty of not actually taking the time to be thoughtful and methodical and provide a review. And that's unfortunate, by the way. I do feel guilty about it. I do. Because those drivers, they're measured largely many times by their rating, and many products are online, as we know. Consumer reviews are a huge part, and that's known. We've actually done features on the Business Beat, I believe. It is known to be a powerful driver, one way or the other, either deterrent or driver of a purchase online. So thank God for the rest of the people out there, other than Kristen and I,
right,
who don't really take the time. Mark, how about you? Do you?
Occasionally, depending on something like DoorDash, where, it helps somebody that's working, absolutely, I'll do something.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, going back to Kristen, since she's being so open and honest about her bad behavior, irresponsible as it is.
She's busy,
Kristen,
though.
you're busy. Kristen, do you ever issue a quick, in order to get the screen off the mobile phone, whatever it may be, a five star just to move it along.
I'm sure I have.
So I have been guilty a couple of times of doing that too. Only I think twice in my entire life, by the way. But other than
twice
that,
to be exact.
Yes, exactly, to be exact. But that is what the Wall Street Journal article is about. This isn't about do you use consumer reviews or do you yourself issue awards to either a product or to a service provider, whatever it may be. The article is about the fact that now people are just handing out five stars like it's candy because they just want to move on. You know, they really don't want to deal with it. And so now this is even worse in a way. It's probably better that you do what you do or that I have done a couple of times, and that is not issue any review whatsoever, because at least that doesn't impact positively or negatively either the product or the provider. And so the Wall Street Journal was saying now the confidence is starting to decay, I guess, you know, even though incrementally in this review system, obviously still very important. Issuing these five stars like it's candy meaninglessly just to move along is becoming a really big problem. So
interesting. That's actually an interesting article. I'll have to look it up and read through it later.
Yeah. And
I'm going to be more aware of my swiping or typing stars next time. I will absolutely be more aware of how loose I am or just distracted by them next time when I order something.
I'm going to guess that at least there's one responsible person amongst us this morning when it comes to handing out stars. Someone who's very thoughtful, puts a lot of thought into it. Look who just showed up, Ann Thomas.
I'm kind of like you, Jeff. If it's great service, then I will do something. Mm-hmm. Or if it's terrible, I'll do something. But if it's in between, or if it's easy. So, for example, DoorDash, which I am a way too frequent customer of DoorDash. The stars come up right there, right?
Right,
right. So the stars are right there. So then you just say, well, this was spectacular. Now, I don't make any comment. I just, put five stars. So, but it's an interesting topic because these businesses are relying on the reviews and the stars, right?
That's right. Well, I'm surprised at you, Anne. I thought that you would take the time after every purchase to be very methodical and put the stars in. That's kind of the way I pictured you doing it. But listen, I have to ask you this, Anne, same question I asked Kristen and of myself, and that is, do you use the ratings as a measure of whether you're going to? Yes.
I do.
So they're important.
I think a lot of people do.
Well, then listen, guys, we better all get together here and make a pact. Let's start being methodical and thoughtful.
We'll be better at our star giving.
Be better at our stars, right? Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I'm in.
Well,
and I think Brian Morton's in too, by the way.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, good. Good. That's excellent.
And yes, our star is ready to go, Paul W. Smith.
You just took my line. There it is. How about that?
It was good.
Well, I was going to actually say the stars. The stars are about to come out on WJR next, right here on The Paul W. Show, coming up next.